Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, "In the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions." There will be scoffers. Now it seems odd that Jude feels the need to instruct us to remember this particular prediction of the apostles. How could we forget? You might even say that we are living in an age of scoffers. They are all around us, are they not? And when you think of this word, scoffers, you're probably thinking about people like all those who still just can't even, after last week's startling revelation that a Christian couple might actually hold a Christian view of marriage and sexuality despite being the darlings of HDTV. Or maybe it calls to mind for you all of those internet trolls who like to post memes depicting God as demanding that you worship him so he can save you from what he'll do to you if you don't worship him. Such a deity who is both fully God and fully straw man is easy to scoff at, is he not? But the scoffers that Jude warns of are much more insidious than these. These scoffers are not those who stand outside the church and attempt to throw rocks in. These are scoffers, but these are not the ones Jude warns of. He warns of certain people who have crept in unnoticed. These are ones already inside the church, but they are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ, as Jude explains in verse 4. And so suddenly we're presented with a different picture of these scoffers. These aren't the new atheists, but they are so-called Christians, following their own ungodly passions instead of God's word. So Jude reminds his readers of the great sin of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed under God's wrath. Yet in like manner, he says, these people, these scoffers, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious ones. This is the picture that Jude paints. These are the ones the apostle warned of, not the enemies outside the church. Of course, these will come, but Jude with the apostles warns of those already on the inside, the wolves in sheep's clothing who have snuck into the pen. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit, false brothers. Yet even with this clarification, the clarification of this context, you could still then say that we are living in an age of scoffers. The proof of this is all around us. It's in our faces constantly, beating us over the head. Indeed, we in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod still belong to one of those backwards churches which hasn't accepted the new normal. Our exegesis is so flawed that we haven't realized that St. Paul he's just teaching his cultural circumstances and his influence of the world around him. We're still sitting on the wrong side of history, whatever that means. And our continued insistence upon the scripture as God's word, as the sole rule and norm by which all teachers and doctrines are to be judged, this is precisely the reason that there are so many divisions within the Christian church, or so they believe, and so they would have us believe also. Yet, as Jude reminds us, it is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. Indeed, they cause divisions because they will not unite around the testimony of the law and the prophets and the apostles, but they follow instead their own dreams. And so they put the pressure for all Christians to follow suit and accept all kinds of sinfulness, to accept a scripture which has been warped and twisted, no longer God's word, but created in our image, just as these scoffers have done themselves. This is what the apostles warned of. And so it happened in Jude's day, and it happens in ours day, and it will continue to happen. We live in an age of scoffers. And so Jude's letter, in part, stands as a warning. With its catalog of God's judgment upon the ungodly, it stands as a warning to those scoffers who would follow their own passions rather than God's will. It stands as a warning to those hidden reefs within the church who lead the faithful to ruin while at the same time receiving the Lord's Supper without fear. Those waterless clouds, those fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted, for whom the gloom of outer darkness has been reserved forever. And it stands as a warning for you, beloved, lest you too become like the scoffers, following your own passions, having given up God's word and his spirit. But rather than let you fall into this trap, Jude writes to you, appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. And so you are to keep yourselves in the love of God by building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. This is contrary to the world. This is contrary to the scoffers. Do not follow your own desires, your own passions, but build yourself up in your most holy faith. And now this most holy faith is not your own subjective faith, which we all know may wax and wane by the hour as we continually pray, I believe, help my unbelief. This holy faith is the fides quae creditur, the faith which is believed, the prophetic and apostolic witness of Scripture, the faith that we have received in baptism and that we recite in the creeds, the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. No personal revelations, no fleeting emotions, but the sound doctrine of the word of the Lord which remains forever. Build yourselves up in that and pray in the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit who has called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctified and kept you in the true faith. This is how Jude would have you contend for the faith and keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. The scoffers with their own dreams and their own passions can lead you only to death, but the faith you have received and the mercy of Christ leads to eternal life. Keep yourselves in the love of God, for it is God himself who keeps you. He is the one who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. He is the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And it is through Christ, it is through Jesus, that he presents you blameless before himself. For Christ has taken your blame upon himself, he has taken your sin upon himself, and he has been crucified as a sacrifice for that sin, leaving you blameless. These scoffers, these fruitless trees, who follow their own dreams in place of the word, they will have only their own works, their own deeds to stand in the presence of the judgment seat of Christ. And as with all fruitless trees, these will be cut down. But you, beloved, who are clothed not in your own righteousness, but in Christ's, will stand before him blameless with great joy, having been kept in the one true faith by the Holy Spirit, having been kept in the love of God, having been covered with Christ's works, Christ's deeds, and Christ's righteousness. And so Jude would also then have us have mercy on those who doubt, on those whom the scoffers would draw into the fire. We must have mercy and show mercy by building others up in that same holy faith which was delivered to the saints. We must cling to the word of God as a precious lifeline and throw it to those who are on the edge of disaster through doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. Snatch them away from false teaching, from worldly opinions, by reminding them of the testimony of the apostles, which guides us not to ourselves or to our own passions, but to the cross of Jesus, by which he has redeemed them from the flames, both body and soul. Show mercy with fear, hating even the garment that is stained by the flesh. Be merciful and gentle, for the Lord has been merciful and gentle to you. Do not likewise fall under the influence of the scoffers. In due diligence, do not lose your robe of righteousness, replacing it with one that has been stained by the flesh, but continually through daily contrition and repentance, wash your robes and make them white again with the blood of the Lamb who has bought you with that same blood, and mercifully lead others to do the same. Build them up in the same faith to which you have been called, so that they too may be kept in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And so contend for the faith as ones kept for Jesus Christ, beloved in God the Father. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, before all time, and now, and forevermore. Amen.